8:00. Hi, I call the November 6, 2018 Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
7:00. Member Bourne?
Yes.
Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Kimball?
Yes.
Member Ludden?
Yes.
Chair Underdunk?
Here. Okay, well, we don't have any members from the public, I don't think. These folks are from our consultants, right?
Yep, Excalibur, yep.
Okay. Okay, and now it's Carol's turn to talk to us about IT infrastructure.
Sure.
She's an infrastructure.
Sure,
so
really.
We really pretty much completed our five-year strategic IT plan that was approved by the board back in 2012. And I know some of our discussions at both the budget meetings and strategic planning meetings looked at the opportunity of where we might start to put things more into the cloud to save on ongoing maintenance costs. So we did, based on the five-year plan, I kind of gave a history of everything that the major items of what we did, the consulting, the analysis, the purchasing, the systems over that five-year period. And as we're looking over the course of the next year to 2 year period in investing in some additional costs for IT, I thought it would be appropriate before we did that to kind of have an analysis of what does it look like to potentially move things to the cloud, look at our current systems, what could we not move, the life of our current systems, and both from a hardware and software point of view. And I've invited Daniel and John from Excalibur, who are our current IT maintenance and consulting firm that we have utilized since 2012, to give an overview, really, of what our options are, answer any questions that you might have, and they've prepared kind of an analysis of what we might be able to move into the quote-unquote cloud and what that would look like as potential costs. And so I'm going to turn it right now over to Daniel and John to discuss.
Okay, so what we've done is we made a picture of what's currently in place, where we got to over the past 5 years. It was decided to go with RepTrack, and it was decided to go with Inco. Those are basically the two financial. One is a financial package, the other one is the registration package. Those two products were selected back then to be an on-premise product. What it really means is that they were designed to be in the building, nowhere else. That's what's currently in place. Inco and RepTrack are basically the main drivers of everything in the infrastructure that is needed to function on a day-to-day basis. So with that in mind, we looked at what can we do in the future? What would be possible to do in the future? We looked at RepTrack, we looked at Inco, because both products are designed to be in-house, on-premise, in the building. There is no solution for that product to be in the cloud. The cloud is really easy understanding. The cloud is basically just somebody else's data center. Might it be Amazon, might it be Google, might it be Microsoft. Those are the three big players when you talk about the cloud. IBM is one too, but most companies this size are not looking at IBM. We, like I said, we checked with RepTrack. RepTrack is currently not available in the way that the Park District is using it to be in the cloud. Natively in the cloud. What that means is you pay RepTrack and they provide you a service, a solution, the same as what's currently being used. they don't have them. So there's really nothing available. Same is for Incode, the financial package. They don't have a cloud-based solution either. So what we would have to do to basically take those two products and move them to somebody else's data center cloud is picking it up and moving it there. The cloud is by definition not designed to just pick up something that's supposed to be in-house and move it outside. The cloud is just not for that. It's really expensive. And that's what we basically put in what you see in your board packet in that Excel sheet. That's what we try to represent. We looked into different cloud solutions and moving everything that's basically here at Park District to the cloud and made a cost analysis of doing that. It gets really expensive, almost double the price of what Park District currently is paying. We took that over 5 years because in general you invest infrastructure for 5 years. It's about doubling that price. Right now with the current solution, over 5 years, it would cost about $284,000. If you would do that with a cloud solution, you would be looking at about $530,000. So with that in mind, we looked also at a few other solutions, like splitting it off, like one of the columns is called private server with Office 365. Basically, we would split off the financial system and the online registration system, and then the mail services that they're using. And even then, the price doesn't really come down. So then we looked at upgrading the current situation, so keeping everything on-premise, but replacing the hardware that's in use to do that, and that would basically be the least expensive option. Because all the hardware that's currently in place to run the financial software and the registration software needs to be replaced sooner or later.
Is that what you call the upgrade column?
That's correct. That's the second column. That would be basically replacing what was purchased about 5 years ago and then doing that for another 5 years. So it would be a 5-year investment.
Is that something we need to do now, or you're saying in case we need to replace
it? Yes, it can be done over time. It doesn't have to be all done at the same time. Everything that was done in the past 5 years was not really done either all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So not everything was purchased at the same time. But if we keep that guideline of 5 years, we can slowly replace it. Some items would have to be done next fiscal year. Some items can be done the year after. I put in the yellow column where it says one-time cost, I put dates. Like where it says 7/2014, those were the purchase dates for those items. So if you spread that out between 3 to 5 years, depending on warranties and things like that, it can be replaced.
So like the management server was 2017, right. So right. We would not replace that right. Anytime soon.
So I just want to make sure I understand the column. So
yes,
the current column is, these are a bunch of monthly or quarterly or recurring
yep.
costs.
Correct.
Assuming none of the hardware broke,
correct.
Over 5 years we'd pay $284,000.
Correct.
But if we, over 5 years, needed to replace basically everything once,
correct.
We'd pay $361,000.
Correct. You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's kind of a worst case for the status quo.
Correct. Yes.
Well, you will need to. Correct. They need to depend on the $361,000 over
correct.
The next 5 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If we're not going to wait for a server to break
no.
to replace
right.
it and
no.
have you guys down.
Okay. No, we will write out the warranties that are provided by HP in this case,
Okay.
When their warranties are getting end of life, things like that, we'll start replacing.
So the first column really isn't something we should be thinking about at all?
No, that's just current. If you would really not do anything at all for the next 5 years, which is not really possible, because things will break.
So that's not realistic, but...
Not realistic, but just for comparison's sake. Then the column next to it was basically moving everything to what we call private servers. Private servers are something you purchase in the cloud. They're private because they belong to the park district. That's why they call it a private server. You see that cost goes up tremendously. That would really mean that we pick up whatever you have here and move it to a data center, one of the data centers. The call next to it, private server with O365, which is Office 365, basically would take the Exchange server, the mail server, out of this building and put things with Microsoft Office 365. There's not really a cost savings there either, because here's the tiny little trick for Office 365. Microsoft doesn't back up or journal any email that you have with Office 365. So with purchasing or subscribing to Office 365, you also need to subscribe to a backup solution, which brings the price up.
So moving it to a private server doesn't really upgrade any of the speed or anything like that. It's
no.
just... So there's really no, seems like there's no point in doing
actually,
that.
Actually, what it causes is that we need to upgrade the internet connection here to get that
right.
facility to go to the cloud.
That's like taking everything that's here and just moving it to
right.
a different building.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right.
No.
Correct.
Okay.
So
just wanted to make sure.
But am I wrong to say that's what it is today?
Correct.
And we're smart enough to know that what is today wasn't
exactly.
what was a year ago or a year forward. So
you're
my
right.
concern isn't the obvious answer by looking at this, but how can we hedge our bets going forward? Do we have to keep putting money into something that's kind of a sunk cost? And or can we make a transition when...
Eventually.
Okay.
Eventually there will be a... Technology keeps changing. Every 6 months it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
So if you're asking me now what's going to happen 3 years down the road, nobody can tell you.
Of course.
I don't have a crystal ball. So
right.
It, nobody knows. But I'm foreseeing that all these companies, Incode, RecTrack, they're getting on that same bandwagon of
sure
let's
are.
Go to the cloud.
Uh-huh.
When that happens, opportunities will open.
It seems like the obvious answer here is the short run decision is just driven by the main software packages that we
right.
use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I think, because
right.
we have to literally change them
right
now right. with
yes.
only
mm-hmm.
being in 3 years
right.
and five
so
years. We still have some life, but maybe by
right.
the next 5 years? Maybe definitely that
so
would be the time.
So looking at this, I think I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, as long as you're satisfied with the software packages that we have, trying to force fit them into a cloud environment when they weren't designed for that is probably expensive and unwise. But when you guys start to think, oh, RevTrack is kind of dated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say, hey, we'd like you to pay $1 million for a new license.
Exactly.
And then you
then
say,
you go,
well, we need to
what are our options?
Whether there are cloud-based options.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Correct. I think that makes the most sense. And we just did this at our store, and we tried to retrofit into a chip,
mm-hmm.
non-based chip-based system,
mm-hmm.
and it was a nightmare. We wasted all this money, and then we had to just upgrade.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
if it's not compatible, it
mm-hmm.
seems like we're going to spend more money. In the
RevTrack actually is released a new version. They call it 3.1. it's web-based. It's not cloud-based,
mm-hmm.
but it's web-based, which is going to open up opportunities down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they don't recommend at all going there and putting it in the cloud because
mm-hmm.
you guys are too big and the requirements that you have for the online registration would not work with anything that they currently have. But I can see like maybe 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, that it's more matured and they've got a cloud solution and they they figured something out.
And perhaps some other competitors might come into the market that are not in there now.
Yep.
That might even be better.
Well, see, that's part of it. You have to remember for RecTrack as well is why it's so much cheaper when the company, the software company itself, has their own cloud offering is because at that point they're the ones taking on all the expense of the servers, the data center, so on and so forth. So at that point, that's when they release that, like in Office 365, mm-hmm. right? All that's going to Microsoft-owned servers, mm-hmm. okay? Right now, since the company itself, RecTrack, doesn't offer it, that's why we have to put it into a different form of cloud. It's not going on the RecTrack software company. However, in a couple of years, 3 years, RecTrack may choose to make that $10 million investment, create their own data center, and now they have plenty of cloud options. Well, now we can start looking at that as opposed to keeping it on site. So you're kind of waiting for the software company as well to catch up. And then, like you guys said, if they don't catch up, maybe you start looking at a different possible software at that point. But the goal is that they do catch up eventually, because that would be nice. It seems to be where everyone's going, but remember, it's very expensive to offer cloud options. You know, some of your biggest companies in the world do that, so it's not a cheap investment for the software company is what I'm getting at. So hopefully they get there one day. So just an option down the road.
So for financial planning purposes, what you'd want to set aside maybe $100,000 a year for the next few years?
Well, actually, I don't know if we need to do that much, actually.
The full replacement of everything that's currently in place will be about, I put in $77,000.
Mm. Oh, so full replacement, okay.
If you say $100,000 over the next 5 years, that would be cover 5 years.
Okay.
It would not be an annual cost.
We also will probably need to modify our current IT telecommunications closet that we're looking at. You know, what are the costs to do that in those buildings? So it's a little bit too early yet to do that, but it could be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 as well for the next 5 years. So that's something that we'll
a year for the next 5 years. Spread out.
No, no, spread out.
Total.
Sometime during
just
the
total.
Next 5 years.
Yeah, it would
total.
Add like 50 to 100 yeah. to
okay.
what the 77 is.
Oh, okay.
So that should be more that we'll have. I don't know, Chris, they're coming back out
we're looking
the next couple of weeks.
Kind of without going too far into detail, kind of outgrowing our current space and can't really perform maintenance in a meaningful fashion on what we have in that space. So looking at some possible opportunities throughout the building to expand our capabilities without seeing a huge price tag associated with that. I mean, we only have a set amount of square footage in the take-up center, and we can't take away from programming space or office space or workspace. So looking at a couple of closets here and there where we can co-opt that space for some additional hardware and whatnot.
I don't know how much space each of the major applications takes up in the data center, but that strikes me as you guys, first of all, I really appreciate pulling this analysis together. Mm-hmm. That was really small, it's very helpful. Mm-hmm. It seems to me like there's what I'm hearing is there's like three major pods that drive the need for resources: RecTrack, the financial system, mm-hmm. and Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Obviously, Microsoft can do pretty much everything that we do on-premise in the cloud. I don't know if that's like, you know, one server rack or that's a lot, but it would seem like that might be something where rather than upgrading the server room for $100,000, move that into the cloud to free up some space, because that, you know, would prevent us from having to spend $1,000.
That actually is one of your columns in your Excel sheet. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
Azure. Azure is Microsoft's cloud, their data centers. The cost is substantial of moving what Microsoft currently has into their cloud, because it will become a monthly subscription forever. And prices in general don't go down. They keep going up. So it would be a very expensive undertaking to move everything in the cloud by what we call moving a workload from here to Microsoft.
Daniel, can you kind of speak just for the board's understanding of kind of where the recommendation to take a look at our existing IT closets came from your guys' perspective?
Basically, the server room downstairs that's currently utilized for everything technology related, the phone system, the patch panels, the servers, the storage, the backups.
The security system.
Security systems, electrical. It's very cramped. And basically nothing rack mounted can actually go into that room because there's no room. We would have to take one of the walls out to actually get that done. So the park district decided back then, we all decided that we purchased tower servers because there was no space to put anything rack mounted in any rack. That needs to be changed. So when the renewal comes up for refreshing the hardware, we are looking into getting rack-mounted equipment. There is some rack-mounted equipment right now, basically laying on the floor, because there's no space to mount it. On top of that, all the data cables that come into that room, it's a lot. There's a lot of switching, there's a lot of equipment. The space is outgrown. There's nothing we can change about that room to make it.
So what do we need to add to that room that is causing it to run out of space? Like what have we added in the last year or two?
Space.
Space. It's
well, the space is what the space has been.
Yeah, but it was done 3 or 4 years before we even looked at anything of what we were doing for the plan, for the IT plan.
So what's basically to Josh's question? What's in there now that wasn't in there in 2008 when we renovated the building?
Right.
No, I would say
everything.
What do you put in now?
In there now, right? So what do you?
What have we added since 2008 when we thought we knew what we needed?
Well, he's saying.
No, I think Josh's question is, what are we adding in the future that we have to outgrow that space?
Correct.
That's already outgrown.
What have we added?
Yeah.
Well, will we add?
Everything's in there now, whether it's ugly or not, right?
Correct. We can. Well,
what are you proposing to add that's going to require us to have to spend $100,000 to upgrade the room?
Cooling might become an issue if we keep adding things to that room.
Cooling is the first thing I thought of.
We're proposing to take out the old stuff that was put in 5 years ago and replace it with new items that will be purchased down the road. However, the new items cannot be installed because there's no room to install it.
Are you saying that the towers are...
So the new stuff is bigger than the old stuff?
The old stuff is not in the racks. There's no space in the racks. There's no space to...
So just sitting on the floor?
Yes.
Sitting on the floor in the corner. So if there's ever...
No air circulation.
And no air, right.
So
it's really hot.
This is a helpful analysis. I would just ask staff that... You know, obviously we need to consider the cost of upgrading the facility as well as the cost of the infrastructure itself. And it may well be better to pay a higher monthly fee for stuff in the cloud if it means we're not spending $100,000 to expand a room.
But I think
if we add
100 on to the 361.
Is that what you're saying?
Still the lowest cost.
Correct.
But you're saying add 100 to 361.
Right.
100 over 5 years.
Over 5 years.
Well,
still cheapest
okay,
option.
Okay, the whole thing, then that's getting close to 100,000 a year. Okay, so then it's 461. The gap is closing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which,
so that's
why you're saying. It's
not 100,000.
It's not 100,000 off of any other option, though.
Sure.
What is the...
Because there's a $200,000 difference right now.
Right.
Not including the...
So you're saying Azure Office 365 is just moving Microsoft into the cloud?
That's moving all the servers.
No, that's not what I asked. Just moving Microsoft. Just moving Exchange.
Just Exchange would be... If we only do Exchange and nothing else... you would be looking at spending about $1,000. that's actually not a column. This is right to looking at about $1,200 a month, give or take.
Is that going to free up enough space in the room where we can do
No, because
virtual server.
It's a virtual. All the servers are virtual. So removing Exchange is not freeing up any physical space. Because it's a virtual server. What? So it doesn't change anything about the setup.
Physical setup.
This is such a fascinating discussion for me because, you know, I'm not in quite in this space, obviously, but every time we put a proposal out to somebody, there's eight or nine people sitting around a room discussing it for months upon months upon months, and we're all like, what are you going to do? You know, and I really have a much keener understanding of what it's like for the people we're asking to make those decisions as I listen to us, which again is the reason I really feel bad I didn't win the lottery when it was 1 point.
Because you would have built this room.
Me too.
I wouldn't have to do it anymore.
He's here on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I was going to my own personal needs. No, you know.